If possession of the property was legally to be recovered, then people could have been afforded reasonable notice and a meaningful opportunity to remove themselves and their belongings. That would not have changed who owned the land. And that is why I'm anxious to know who determined that this was an appropriate way to carry out this eviction. Who authorized the manner in which this operation was executed? What instructions were given? And what safeguards were put in place for children, the elderly, mothers, families, and people's personal belongings? These are legitimate questions, and the people of Cooperspen deserve answers.